Praise the Lord, O my soul.
Oh, praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have breath.
Put not your trust in princes and mortals, in whom there is no help.
Their breath departs, they return to the earth.
On that very day, their plans perish.
Happy are those whose help is the God of Jacob,
whose hope is in the Lord their God,
who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them,
who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry.
The Lord sets the prisoners free.
The Lord lifts up the eyes of the blind.
The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down.
The Lord loves the righteous.
The Lord watches over the sojourners.
And upholds the orphan and the widow. But the Lord brings way of the wicked to ruin.
The Lord will reign forever, your God, O Zion, from generation to generation.
Praise the Lord!
She's been studying in Sunday school about this. Okay. That's it. I'll sit here with you, okay?
That's good. Grandma Linda has to have a cushion this morning. Okay, I'm going to talk to little kids and big kids today. How's school going?
You like school, don't you? Friday loves
school. Are we glad summer's over? It was a hot one. You know what's coming? Fall. And then after fall comes winter, and it gets cold. I get cold hands, so you know what? I have to put my gloves on. And my ears get cold. I have to put my headband on. And my feet get cold. I even have fancy socks. Do you have fancy socks? Yeah. But I have a concern. What can we do if we have a cold, sad heart? I can't put gloves on my heart. I can't put socks on my heart. So I prayed. This last week, I had some very special friends that lost a loved one, and I prayed to God. I wasn't angry, but I was sad, sad for them. So I went to see them, and I gave my friends the biggest hug. It was such a big hug, I didn't want to let go. And I was sad for them. And then at the same time, I turned around, and there's a new baby. And that made me smile. And God spoke to me then, and I said to the family, even in sadness and sorrow, there's sweetness. Can we say an echo prayer?
Dear Heavenly Father,
please help those come to you with cold, sad hearts, so you can give them love, warmth, and sweetness in their time of sorrow. Amen.
Comes from Romans chapter 14, verses 1 through chapter 15, verse 13. So I won't have you stand up for all this. Welcome those who are weak in faith, but not for the purpose of quarreling over opinions. Some believe in eating anything, while the weak eat only vegetables. Those who eat must not despise those who abstain, and those who abstain must not pass judgment on those who eat, for God has welcomed them. Who are you to pass judgment on servants of another? It is before their own Lord that they stand or fall, and they will be upheld, for the Lord is able to make them stand. Some judge one day to be better than another, while others judge all days to be alike. Let all be fully convinced in their own minds. Those who observe the day, observe it in honor of the Lord. Also, those who eat, eat in honor of the Lord, since they give thanks to God, while those who abstain, abstain in honor of the Lord and give thanks to God. We do not live to ourselves, and we do not die to ourselves. If we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. For this end, Christ died and lived again, so that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. Why do you pass judgment on your brother or sister? Or you, why do you despise your brother or sister? For we will all stand before the judgment seat of God. For it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall give praise to God. So then each of us will be accountable to God. Let us therefore no longer pass judgment on one another, but resolve instead never to put a stumbling block or a hindrance in the way of another. I know and am persuaded in the Lord Jesus that nothing is unclean in itself, but it is unclean for anyone who thinks it's unclean. If your brother or sister is being injured by what you eat, you're no longer walking in love. Do not let what you eat cause the ruin of one for whom Christ died. So do not let your good be spoken of as evil. For the kingdom of God is not food and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. The one who thus serves Christ is acceptable to God and has human approval. Let us then pursue what makes for peace and for mutual upbuilding. Do not, for the sake of food, destroy the work of God. Everything is indeed clean, but it is wrong for you to make others fall by what you eat. It is good not to eat meat or drink wine or do anything that makes your brother or sister stumble. The faith that you have as your own conviction before God. Blessed are those who have no reason to condemn themselves because of what they approve. But those who have doubts are condemned if they eat, because they do not act from faith. For whatever does not proceed from faith is sin. We who are strong ought to put up with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Each of us must please our neighbor for the good purpose of building up the neighbor. For Christ did not please himself, but, as it's written, the insults of those who have insult you have fallen on me. For whatever was written in the former days was written for our instruction, so that by steadfastness and by the encouragement of the Scriptures we might have hope. May the God of steadfastness and encouragement grant you to live in harmony and with one another in accordance with Christ Jesus, so that together you may be one voice and glorify the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome one another. Therefore, just as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God, for I tell you that Christ has become a servant of the circumcised on behalf of the truth of God, in order that he might confirm the promises given to the patriarchs, and in order that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, therefore I will confess you among the Gentiles and sing praises to your name. And again he says, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the peoples praise him. And again Isaiah says, the root of Jesse shall come, the one who rises to rule the Gentiles, in him the Gentiles shall hope. May the God of hope fill with you all joy and peace in believing, so that you may be abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
It's the word of God for the people of God. Let us say, amen. Thanks be to God.
Heavenly Father, we ask you to open up the heavens this morning for your Holy Spirit on Pastor Zach this morning as he gives your message. Father, help each one of us to open our hearts and our minds to instill this message into our heart, but better yet, be able to live it out. Father, we ask for your Holy Spirit just to pour on this place. Help us receive. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I've been looking forward to this Sunday for weeks because we finally get to that scripture at the end of our reading. That's been the benediction God's laid on my heart for it's been almost a year now that I've been saying that every Sunday. May the God of hope fill you all with joy and peace as you trust in him, that is in Jesus, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. My great aunt Peggy Kolcheski was here a couple weeks ago for our mission meal, and she's a ovarian cancer survivor. And she told me that she was especially blessed to hear that when she was here at the end of service, because she's been claiming that and praying that and placing her being to inhabit that scripture of hope as she battles against cancer and battles against the fear of death that comes with being a cancer survivor that's always around the corner. Things can always take a turn, and she's been living into that hope. So that word has been life for her. Life for her soul in Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. And it's been life for me to say it each week again and again and again. And it's been hidden in my heart. And I hope it's begun to be sown into your heart that when you're discouraged or when you need to give someone an encouraging word or you need to look at yourself in the mirror and you don't want to go to work that day because you just don't feel up to it, that you can recite those words. And Jesus can speak to you and fill you with joy and peace so that you can overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. So when I was at Millikan University, and I was a student at the same time, I was a classmate, actually, of Megan Cole. And her roommate, Aaron, was in choir with me. And I was in, there were 9 choirs at Millikan, and I had the honor and the privilege to be part of the top audition choir of the 9 choirs at Millikan, the Millikan University Choir, and they go on these tours and everything, and the sounds that choir director could get us 55 auditioned voices to make was incredible. And sometimes he would have us be in such harmony that you could hear an overtone. Have you ever heard of an overtone before? It's where there's such harmony that there's harmonic series. It has to do with physics and waves and things like that. But when it's in sync, even like with the room, sometimes you can do it in an auditorium where the wood, like at U of I, there's an auditorium you can sing in, and there's a spot you can stand on the stage where you can whisper and people can hear you because of the acoustics. And all the wood is the same kind of wood, and so there's this just excellent acoustics. But we were singing, I think it was in a cathedral, a basilica in St. Louis, and it just resounded, and we were all in harmony, we were all on perfect pitch, and you could hear this note faintly, but it just cut through everything, right to the heart. You could feel it, you could feel like it gave you chills. It's called an overtone. It's that note you hear out of the harmony, you hear this one unison note above it all. It's almost like angels are singing when you hear that. And there was that passage that we heard today, and this was on my heart this morning, but where did it go? Sorry, I'm a little off today because of the news about Sandy, as most of us are. Here we go. 15, verse 5. May the God of steadfastness or faithfulness or the God you can count on and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another in accordance with Christ Jesus so that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. May God grant us to live in harmony. Now, harmony, you're not all singing the same notes. But harmony, people are singing different notes that are making chords together. How many of you like to hear four-part harmony from the hymnal, right? I heard a little harmony when we were singing I Surrender All. It was beautiful this morning. It was nourishing to my soul. That we make harmony. We all have distinct voices, and we all have a part to play in the body of Christ. But God can grant us to live in such a harmony with one another in unity. Not in uniformity, but in unity. In accordance with Christ Jesus. So that we together as the body of Christ, as Jewish Christians and Gentile Christians, as people inside the walls and outside the walls of this church, as different denominations and different ways of life, different languages, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. That's going to be a lot of harmony. But with one voice, with an overtone, with this harmonic that's like the angels singing with us in one voice, may we glorify God by the way that we live and by the way that we love and by the way that we treat one another and by the way that we see one another and by the way that we care for one another, the way that we welcome the stranger. In the next verse, it says, in verse 15:7, it says, "Welcome one another, therefore, just as Christ has welcomed you." For what? For the glory of God. Welcome one another, just as Christ has welcomed you, for the glory of God. I want you to take a moment and think about, how have you been welcomed by Jesus in your life? Maybe this week, maybe today. Or how has Jesus welcomed you through another person in Jesus' name? How have you experienced the holy hospitality of God? How has Jesus become real to you? And chances are, it was through another person. Whether it was a person who encouraged you to read the Bible or to come to church, or maybe somebody just invited you to go on a nature walk. But how did you feel welcomed by Jesus? Anybody want to share that? How has Jesus welcomed you? Or how did that make you feel? Did that make you feel safe, secure, accepted? You know, we are accepted and not rejected. Amen? That there's no condemnation for those of us who are in Christ Jesus. Amen? Amen. And we know that when we're helping people and we're showing hospitality to strangers, whether we're feeding the meals at the community meal, or we see someone in need and we go out of our way to help them, and we ask somebody else to come alongside us and help them, it just feels like we're doing the right thing, doesn't it? It feels like we're doing what we're created to do. We're going with the grain of the universe that God created, amen? Amen. So how we can live in harmony with one another and show with one voice that overtone, which I believe is hope. The world needs to hear that overtone of hope. Amen? There are so many people who are hungry and desperate for hope beyond the walls of this church. And I know even right now today, I am hungry for hope. I need hope so that I have presence of the Holy Spirit when I go to the hospital to be with Miriam and her family and to be with Sandy as she has her last hours. Hopefully it's days, but it could be last hours. I need hope. I need the hope of Jesus Christ afresh. I need God to fill us as the church with joy and peace. All the joy and peace that we can muster or comprehend so that we can continue to place our trust in Jesus. Amen? So that we can overflow and abound with hope. Because the gospel of Jesus Christ, as it comes to you and I, it's always on its way to someone else. Amen? Amen. We need hope. And our hope is in Jesus. You know, earlier in Romans 14, Paul says, We do not live to ourselves, this is in verse 7 and 14, and we do not die to ourselves, but if we live, we live to the Lord. And if we die, we die to the Lord. So that whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. And so if you're in God's hands, you're in the right hands. And you can live with hope, and you can endure suffering, and you can show your true character, and you can endure. You can persevere. You can be patient in suffering. You can persevere in prayer. And you can be strengthened to hate what is evil, not who is evil. That you can forgive those who have sinned against you. And you can set them free from your will for them to change as you want to. But you can surrender them and give them to Jesus and let Jesus welcome them. So that as Jesus is changing your life, Jesus could change their life. And that they could stop hurting others. See, Paul says, "As I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me." This is God speaking. "And every tongue shall give praise to God." Or as he says in Philippians, he says, "Every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord." Amen? Amen. From all nations, all races, all people groups. And so Paul gives a sober warning. He says, "We'll all stand before the judgment seat of God, and each of us will be accountable
to God. But you and I, instead of being accountable just to our own actions and our own power, we can put all our credit in our hope in Jesus. That he has forgiven us and wiped our slate clean, amen? He's given us a fresh start, so we're not indebted to our sins. We're not in debt slavery to sin and that fear that leads to death. No, we have been redeemed and set free so that we can live with hope. So that no matter what happens in this world, no matter how much bad news we hear about on the news, or we receive in our loved ones' lives or from the doctor, we can live with hope. Because this world cannot take away our hope in Jesus. Amen? That the Holy Spirit can give us the words to proclaim our faith even when we don't know what to say. Even if somebody's putting a gun to your head, the Holy Spirit can help you profess Christ. That hope is real. And God's hope is unfailing. And his love is never ending. And when we live in uncertain days, God knows what's next. Because God always is with us. God's never going to leave you. He's never going to forsake you. So he says to us, may the God of hope fill you all with joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God. Amen. So for our response today, we're going to stand and we're going to pray a prayer that we've prayed before, but it's for the mind of Christ. And I thought it was appropriate for today with the scripture reading, with what's been going on in the world, what's been going on in our lives. So let's recite this together as the church. Let us remember Jesus, who though he was rich, yet for our sakes became poor and dwelt among us, who was content to be subject to his parents, the child of a poor couple's home, who lived for 30 years the common life, earning his living with his own hands and declining no humble tasks, whom the people heard gladly, for he understood their ways. And this is our unison response. So you don't have to say the whole thing. You can if you want to, but this is our response. Let's say this together. May this mind be in us, which was in Christ Jesus. Let us remember Jesus, who was mighty indeed, healing the sick and the disordered, using for others the powers he would not invoke for himself, who refused to force other people's allegiance, who was master and lord to his disciples, yet was among them as their companion or their friend, as one who served, whose desire was to do the will of God who sent him. May this mind be in us, which was in Christ Jesus. Let us remember Jesus, who loved people, yet retired from them to pray, rose a great while before the day, watched through the night, stayed in the wilderness, and went up to the mountain, sought a garden, who, when he would help a tempted disciple, prayed for him, who prayed for the forgiveness of those who rejected him, and for the perfecting of those, especially us, who received him, who observed the traditions, but defied convention that did not serve the purposes of God, who hated the sins of pride and selfishness, of cruelty and impurity. May this mind be in us, which was in Christ Jesus. Let us remember Jesus, who believed in people and believed in you and I, and never despaired of them, who through all disappointment never lost heart, who disregarded his own comfort and convenience and thought first of others' needs, and though he suffered long and was always kind, who when he was reviled suffered no harsh word in return, and when he suffered, he did not threaten retaliation, who humbled himself and carried obedience to the point of death, even death on a cross. Wherefore God has highly exalted him. May this mind be in us, which was in Christ Jesus. And let us unite in prayer that Christ may dwell in our hearts through his Holy Spirit. O Christ, our only Savior, so come to dwell in us that we may go forth with the light of your hope in our eyes, and with your faith and love in our hearts. Amen. And if today is a day where you feel your heart strangely warmed, or you feel like Jesus is more real to you in this moment than he ever has been in your life, maybe for the first time, I would love to talk to you and pray with you. so that you can experience the peace that passes all understanding, so that you can live with joy and peace, and you can overflow with the hope we've been talking about today through the power of the Holy Spirit, which is Jesus living in you. So if that's true for you, I pray that Jesus will fill you in this moment, and I would love to talk to you. So Jesus, thank you for saving us, and thank you for moving in our hearts today. Thank you for your hope and your peace and your love. Make us new through your Holy Spirit today so that we can share your hope with this world. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. May the God of hope fill you all with joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.